WJC. That's Ranger on TR.
AW.
Train time. And I don't know where it's been in there, and I don't remember. But I didn't catch the last call. Time up. You didn't know. Okay. To get, today it sure is messy outside, though.
Has been KO4ZEW from Simpsonville. Well, I'm just sitting around. Why don't you send me a bottle of energy? Maybe I need to buy some of them energy drinks like the kids buy. Ha! I don't think I'd do any good. I'm just sitting here looking at QRZ for the moment and a little bit of news on the computer and drinking a cup of coffee and eating a cookie. How's your day there, Ben?
Paperwork. I'd rather be outside in the yard, but it's pretty nasty out there. How are you all doing?
Tom, I'm doing fine. And Jerry's. Yeah, Tom and Jerry. Go ahead, Jerry.
Dream Ben, I thought that was you. I wasn't sure if I caught all the call or not. Yeah, it's not a day, not an outside day for most of us. It was nice, pretty nice Monday, but yesterday wasn't so hot, and today's even worse. I think we're going to get a little more rain this over the weekend, I guess.
Yeah, they had forecasted up to 4.2 inches, but they cut that way down to about a fourth of that now. And we went to, I had to go to a six-month doctor's appointment over here at Mountain View. And then in Greer, and nothing become of that, of course. And then I went to the VA for a lab test. And then come back, and we stopped at Denny's restaurant there and ate breakfast. Boy, the time you pay the tip and that, my chickens are a lot cheaper than Denny's, $33. I guess I'm just cheap in my old age. Go ahead, Ben.
Those prices are getting ridiculous. I actually have two neighbors who have started raising chickens over the past 6 months. But yeah, it's not just eggs. It's heavy inflation all over the place. Jerry?
I think Lynn and I could spend $30. He'd have to shovel food in my mouth, spend $33 on breakfast. No way I probably couldn't eat that much, and I certainly couldn't afford it.
Well, no more than we eat out. The restaurant industry would go broke, Jerry. It's seldom now. We did eat. Where did we eat the other day? We ate at a Waffle House. Oh, coming back from up at Cherokee. And then this one today, but that's kind of rare for us. Bernice makes a better breakfast anyways. And Jerry, it was just, I had two eggs and hash browns and toast and two link sausages. And then Bernice had a lumberjack breakfast, which was bigger, had a piece of ham and the rest of the normal eggs and stuff like that. And two pancakes. But I didn't want no pancakes. I can't eat that much. But I think it was $28 and something for the chow, and then $5 for a tip at about 20%. And that's just the way it is. It's expensive to eat out nowadays. I don't see how people do it regularly. That's N0TR. Go ahead, Mitt.
You go downtown about any night of the week, and those restaurants are full. They can't get people to staff them because waiting table at $2.15 an hour plus tips, you can't live on it. But otherwise, the customers don't seem to have gone anywhere.
Just here in Anderson, they're all full at lunchtime. We like to go down to Texas Roadhouse on Saturdays and eat, but you have to get down at 11, it opens at 11:30. If you don't get down at 11:10 or so, get in line. They don't even open the doors. Unlock the doors at 11:30, and there's a line there. If you don't get down at about 10 after 11 or so, you may not get a table for 30 or 40 minutes. But they're not open at lunch during the week. They only open at lunchtime. They open during the week at 3, but on Saturday and Sunday they open at 11:30. So we go down there. Every time we don't spend that much on our two steaks, we get down there as much as you can for breakfast. Ours is about the same price, including tip, but it's pretty reasonable there. We don't get any real good cuts of steaks anymore. We don't. We just eat out one day a week, but we'll go out and get something, get a barbecue sandwich or maybe a hamburger or something like that. But, that's the limit of what we do these days. My daughter just sent me a text message, said they just landed in New York a few minutes ago. Granddaughter's going up there. She's going with a group. They're going to be at Carnegie Hall, I think, Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure if they'll be. They have a day or to get around tomorrow. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I didn't want them going up there. Neither one of them. I don't think it's that safe anymore. Of course, it hadn't been a place for me to go anywhere for years. But, I tell you, eating out nowadays, it's just expensive. I hadn't eaten at Waffle House probably. It's probably been a couple of years, I guess. I used to enjoy going to them, but they got the ones here, the only one or two that were reasonably clean, and the rest of them, just nasty on the inside.
We find the best place that resembled home-cooked foods is the Little Rebel, and it's really, really a nice religious family owns the restaurant. And you wouldn't know it, but they are, and they're just great people. And it's like home-cooked, and it's quick, and the service is excellent, and it's only about 4 miles. So we like to go over there. They used to have shrimp that was the good shrimp, Jerry, but now they just got that breaded stuff like you buy frozen at the store, and I wouldn't give you 2 cents for it, so I stopped eating that, and I just get a chicken fried steak or something. I can't tell you what it costs. I don't pay no attention. But it's well worth the money, and the atmosphere is good, and no rowdiness or anything. We used to go to the Roadhouse, but every time we go by that one down in Taylor's, it's packed. And I can't stand in line, nor would I. I just don't believe in it. Maybe 5 minutes or 10, and then my foot starts to go on me. I just can't do it. And I don't like to wait in line anyways for food, because Bernice is such a wonderful chef. And I'm very blessed. And she likes to cook. And she's always reading recipes and stuff. But the Roadhouse, I like their filet mignon, which, of course, isn't cheap, I'm sure. We haven't been there a long time. But they just throw a lot of salt on it, Jerry. And with heart disease, I can't have that. My feet swell up. So we just don't go there anymore. But most of the time, they were very good. Denny's, he was a real nice young man, and he waited on us, but they sure didn't get in a hurry about it. And then the hash browns I got weren't cooked, and so I didn't eat them, but I didn't complain about it. But you go to Waffle House, it's right every time. And if it ain't, they'll make it right. Go ahead, Ben. This is
NZero TR. Thank you for ID. I love me some Waffle House. I haven't been to a Denny's in years and years. And we actually had a new Waffle House open here, Butler Road in 385. And there's hardly ever anybody in there when we go. And, it's a Waffle House. It's solid as it can be. And it went in like last year, so it's completely clean. I'm with you. I don't like to stand in line at restaurants and stuff. You stand in line, and then you got to wait for the food anyway. And if you're standing in line, they're probably making enough money. I'd rather go to the mom and pop's place and help support somebody's family and stand in line at a chain restaurant.
Waffle House. I've eaten there many, many, many times over the years. There's one here in town that's generally really good. It's in town, the ones on the, near the interstate aren't that great, but the one we used to, all, the ones we always stopped at, we were living in Rock Hill, we, there was a square shaped one, I think it was the one at Pelham Road, they had a square one there, and I think it's, I don't know if that's more, somebody had a sheet out there or something a while back, but that was always our favorite one to stop at and eat, and we can generally split something at Wildflowers because neither one of us eat that much anymore. But time on the Roadhouse stuff, I always ask them not to put any seasoning on our stuff because it is a little salty. It does taste a little salty. But it's, like I said, it's generally pretty good, and the fillets there are good, too. I've eaten one or two there over the years, but they record several ones if they're, you know, if you get the right guy cutting it, it's a pretty good, pretty decent steak there. It's not some stuff I can't eat it, even if I have it cooked, you know, I usually have mine cooked medium, but they're generally reasonably good for what you get. But yeah, I like Wildflowers. But I'm not much of a pancake guy, though. That's the only ones I used to like, the ones they served at the Copal Grill in Charlotte. And I'm sure Ben's probably been there over the years since he went to Winthrop. But actually, Crack Rally got pretty good. Well, I call it more of a flapjack than a pancake. It's more like flapjack. The ones at the Copal Grill were really good years ago. I enjoyed that place. And for DJC.
Well, this was just pretty close on the way back from the VA there on the west side of town. It's about, halfway back, something like that, before you get to Walmart, on the left side of the road. And we'd ate there before, and it was really pretty good. Price-wise, I don't know, because we don't go out enough to know. I just know everything's higher now. And thank you, Joe. But and they're wanting to spend more money in the trillions of dollars now. Don't get me started. But that we don't have. You just print it. It's easy. Pretty soon they'll be printing them on their laser printers at home if they ain't already. But it was close. And they served breakfast. And we'd been to Waffle House there last month. And boy, that construction up there, north of Hendersonville all the way to Asheville. Man, I'm telling you, for us old folks, that's scary. I just don't like it whatsoever, Ben. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do like some Texas Roadhouse. I was traveling a couple of years ago, and there was one beside the hotel. And so I went there maybe once a week because it was in Missouri. During the summertime, it was really hot. And so they had a thermometer on their beer tap, and I would get the Budweiser, just standard good old Budweiser, and on the tap, and it would see what temperature it was. It was usually like, coming out of there, 30 degrees or 31 degrees. And they used the frost, I call it frosty mugs, but they freeze all their mugs, and then they set it out, and pour it off, and then it's got just this nice, it develops this nice little crystal layer of ice along the top. And, I mean, it was the coldest stuff in town, and it was so hot outside, but it would hit the spot like nothing else.
It was ice, and really ice cold. We used to put time hours where we went to the NASCAR race back when I was still drinking off and on, but they put in ice and let the ice melt a little bit, and that's about as cold as it's going to get. And I think it gets about as cold as it's going to get in 25, 26 minutes or something like that. But there's nothing any colder than having to reach your hand down in a beer cooler and it's got a little water with the ice that's melted, and it's got a little, you have to, it's the cold, you can barely grab hold of the can. But I've been places like that in Texas, man. There was a place, I can't remember the name of it now, but it was a local place in Austin that I stopped at, and they claim they had the coldest beer. And of course, they serve, you know, Lone Star and all the other stuff, but they were, Shiner and all that. I think they served most for Shiner there, but, you know, they had really cold beer. It was really good. it was actually, they called it Crystal Springs, well, not Crystal Springs. anyway, it was, I'm thinking about Crystal Springs Golf Club near Fort Melvin, but they called it something. It was on the way to New Braunfels, I think, and they served like seafood type stuff, and mostly catfish, and they had some of the best seafood there I'd ever eaten. It was a pretty good sized restaurant, and they pride themselves on having the coldest beer in that part of Texas. But yeah, there's nothing like that. I hadn't drank, I don't think I've had a beer in 4 or 5 months, I don't get it. But I don't drink a beer often anymore, but I've had a river of them, I guess.
Yeah, you used to drink beer maybe once a month, light beer, and split it with Bernice, but we always keep those frozen glasses in the freezer downstairs, and everybody always likes that really well. Chad was over here one day, and I give him a frosted glass with milk in it because he was eating some biscuits and gravy that we had. He just happened to come in when we was eating breakfast, and Bernice makes her own biscuits. Oh, boy, they're good. And he really liked that, so I give him the frosted glass. I always keep those. They don't last too long. It seems like the handles want to break on them, so I just order some more from Amazon now and then. You see where Bed Bath & Beyond, that's sad. They got run out of business, I would assume, by Amazon. They're having a big sale. Always like to go over there and just walk through it whenever we went to Costco's. Every now and then we stop there, and they had good knives and stuff like that, and pots and pans and whatnot, and shower accessories. But I think the delivery services like Amazon, that's killed them. And I guess it's killed them. I guess there's just a lot of jobs over the United States. Nobody seems to be pointing it out a lot, but they're laying off thousands and thousands of people. And I noticed there was a big paper mill up north that shut down. That just basically closed the whole town. That happened to me back in Kansas when I'd been working 4 years at a wheel plant, and they just come in and shut it down during the automobile crisis and sent it all to Mexico, of course. You can't plan on longevity at a company anymore. It's in zero TR.
That. I'm turning 50 this year, so my career has been all over the place, which has been cool because I've learned a lot, different places I've worked. But contrast that to my dad, who was a 35-year Michelin guy, and the days when stuff like that, I mean, he worked his whole career there. And I said, for me, if I'm, you know, I'm having to plan for retirement myself, 401k, IRAs, do all that stuff myself. There's no pension in line for me. In my generation, probably no Social Security, so we're having to do it all ourselves. And the way times are with salary bands and stuff, none of this company loyalty, I mean, if you want a raise, you got to get another job. It's not like you can, it's very rare to stick with a company and move up in that company.
The last 30 or so years I worked for just two companies, which is a rarity these days. And I would have stayed with the first company. I worked for Springs initially. Well, not initially. I worked for Milliken before that. And I worked for Springs in Fort Mill for 15 or 16 years, I guess, and moved here to Anderson, finished up another year or two here before I moved to another job. But the year that they were still, man, that was Springs was still giving pensions to their employees when I started working there, and before I left, they changed it over to, you know, to a 401k, and we had a profit sharing plan, and I got, bonuses based on performance and stuff like that, which they don't do anymore, but I might get 20 or 25% addition to my salary for bonuses when I was in manufacturing. But in those days, you could retire 55 and get your medical benefits. If you had 10 years, you could retire at 55 and get your full medical benefits until you were eligible for Medicare at 65. And medical benefits here, of course, now they're a big deal. Now, back then, they weren't quite as expensive, but still is a good deal. And a lot of people, I know, retired, you know, they had a good pension. You know, they could start a second career if they wanted to, but they stopped that before I hit 55. Yeah, but if I'd been able, if they hadn't stopped that, I would stay with them another couple of years and finished up and retired there and worked somewhere else. But those days are long gone now.
Yeah, that's the truth. Crazy world out there, guys. Well, I got to run down the hall, and I got a couple of things I got to do. So, enjoy talking to you, Ben, and Jerry, of course. And we'll catch you down the line some. Ben, you go ahead and take a KO4ZW in 0TR73.
Yeah, I got to run in a couple minutes here too. Got this paperwork finished up. My pain doctor went out. He sold his clinic at the end of the year, so I'm having to switch specialists. So I'm trying to get all the onboarding paperwork done for my appointment next week. It's a crazy different world.
Please have a good afternoon. I'm gonna have to jump out here a little bit too. Ben, good talking to you today. Hope you have a good afternoon for sure. And hopefully maybe the weather will clear up by accident, because it looks like it's going to be pretty terrible all till maybe next week. But good luck in whatever you're doing today. Hope you get everything finished up the way you need to. And take care. N4DJC, clear after you.
I'm ready to jump out. Once this weather clears up, I've got a dipole I'm trying to get up higher, and I'm not climbing the roof when it's wet, so. Once it dries up, I'm going to be raising my dipole and hopefully improving some propagation. But anyway, yeah, I will catch you as I'm down the log. I've got to go get some things done myself here. So KO4ZEW, I'll be clear.